The word is really important, and one thing that the word does when we really get into it, when a group of people get into the word, what it does is it draws each of us closer to the Lord. But in doing that, we also come together, and we come together on a different basis. Instead of just social, we're coming together fellowshipping the Word of God, and nothing is sweeter. How many this morning believe that this is the Word of God? Right? Is it important? Is it important today in the United States of America in 2006? Is there anything that we can hold on to that isn't changing? This is the only thing. Everything else is changing. If you try to work with a computer with a system of software that's 5 years old, it doesn't work. I mean, I got so angry the other day because I tried to do something, and I was going from computer to computer, and doggone it, the thing I wanted to load didn't load to XP. So it completely loused up my whole Excel sheets. It's changing. Everything is changing. This never changes. It never changes, and it just gets better and better and better. And you can read something 5 years ago in this book, and it means something to you, and you read it again, and it means even more to you. Hallelujah. I stand on the Word of God. Do you? I'm not going to put my feet on it, but have you ever loved your Bible so much you just want to hold on to it? Pick up your Bibles and just hold them. Jesus is in this book, right? He's in it, and I love him, and he's what we have unity over, and he's what keeps us and gives us the joy. I was going to come up, and I was going to say when Leslie was talking, I know what's made her joyful. She's more in the Word, and she's alive in the Word. We can hardly keep her quiet. Isn't that right, Pat? She wants to talk the whole time. That's what happened. You get these women really in the Word, and as a teacher, all you have to do is moderate. You don't even have to teach, because everybody wants to talk. Amen. So because of that, this leads us right into our verse for today. I'm taking it from the reading for today, and it's the black part if you're reading through the Bible in a year. It's the one that it's in bold today, this verse. So we'll stand and we'll say it together because we do all believe it. Galatians 3:22. But the scriptures have declared that we are all prisoners of sin. So the only way to receive God's promise is to believe in Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes. Amen. So do I. Let's worship because we do.